Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Family, there's been a serious crash. Nangara Road is closed eastbound from Tongan Highway to Gaskell Road in Lexia. Seek an alternate route if you can. To the freeway, southbound, slow Whitford Avenue, Warwick Road all the way through to Hutton Street and then slowing down again Vincent Street. Northbound, busy Thomas Road to Angertel and then Farrington Road to Leach Highway. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Thank you, Melody, for the traffic, and happy birthday to Peter.
Yes.
Peter, who's on his way to school. His mum texted in.
Yeah. Hi, Peter. Hope we got to you in time.
Hey,
sorry about
Peter,
that.
Peter, we are proud and we love you.
Yes. Oh, that's from his parents.
Oh, that's from his parents.
Yeah. Hey,
anyway.
Hey, guys. Dan.
Kirsty.
Dan, on the weekend,
yeah.
I had the joy of being the one to have the job of cleaning out the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Do you clean out your fridge often?
Oh, not as often as I should.
It's one of those things that it's as annoying as it sounds, but it's something that's a necessity in our family because our fridge, even though we've got quite a large fridge, we have quite a large family who bring things in and out of the home, especially like takeaway or leftovers and all that kind of stuff. And it just gets to the point where it's like Tetris in there. It's dangerous to open the fridge.
You got a big fridge too.
Yes, I know. And I have to clean it out quite regularly, especially like with veggies and fruit and stuff like that because, you buy new
stuff.
They die. And they don't,
they
survive.
They expire.
However, I was really surprised the other day because I will generally do it, as I said, regularly out of necessity.
Yeah.
But I do go through and I check things often just to see if they're still viable.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day I found some curry paste.
Oh, yeah.
That was opened.
Standard.
Yeah, because, you know, you have your curry paste, you have your jars of stuff that you stick at the back of the fridge because you're not going to use it all in one go, but you're not going to throw it out either.
No.
I pulled it out and I was like, oh, we haven't had a curry in a little while. You know, maybe I'll make a curry this week. Check the expiry date.
It was
April 2020 expiry date.
Oh, wow.
So oh,
wow.
2 years over.
Plus, 2 years plus.
Expiry date. And I did, you know, I don't know why people do it. I don't know why we do
it.
We smelt it.
Yeah, of course
you did. Who does that? Like, you've got an expiry date. You know it's expired by 2 years, and yet you still stick your snoz in there and have a whiff.
Yeah, I just got to check it. Because your nose is more attuned than the people that made it and put the label on it.
That's right. And I did, I will have to admit, it smelled actually quite fine. Because I think, especially with curry paste.
Did you make a curry with it?
No, I threw it out.
Wuss.
I just thought, the little bit of rusty bits on the inside jar. I was like, I don't know if I want to give that to my family. And not that they care. But I had to ask, has anyone else discovered an expiry date way past?
Oh, yeah.
In their pantry, in their fridge, even in their freezer. Because I'm one of these people that I'll go.
But freezer time stands still in a freezer.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
You could have chicken on the brink.
Yes.
And then put it in the freezer. It's like Disney. Walt Disney right now.
6 months later, you pull that baby out, chuck it in the microwave. Fine.
Bam.
Easy. Well, is that true?
I don't know. We'll find out.
But look, we want to know family expiry dates. Have you found some that are really way over? And you can give us a call and win some tickets.
Yeah, and you got a chance to win a double pass to station sponsor Operation Mincemeat. Expiry date. Starring Colin Firth, based on the 1943 true story of two British intelligence officers and their plan to trick the Nazis. Ha ha! The old give them the razzle dazzle. This factual story is far stranger than fiction, and it delivers intrigue, deception, and sprinkles of humour. Mm. That's what's funny. Nazis.
Yes.
Adapted to the best-selling author Ben McIntyre's book of the same name, rated M in cinemas May 12. Give us a call.
Yeah, expiry dates.
Radio 5, Kirsty and Dan for breakfast, and we're talking about expiry dates.
Yes, I found a jar of opened curry paste in my fridge that I regularly clean out, and the expiry date was April 2020.
April 2020. Ooh,
don't know how that
baby
missed me in other times.
It was in lockdown.
Yes.
It was in lockdown, but we've got some family on the line. Good morning, Leanne.
Morning, how are you?
Very good, Leanne. Now, have you had an expiry date that's gone way beyond?
Oh, totally. I was checking medication the other day, and sometimes I forget to take a dose here and there. 2016.
Oh! Did you give it a sniff just to make sure it was expired?
No, I kind of gave it a photograph, but I thought, no, that might take me beyond where I'm supposed to be with my medication.
Yeah, that's probably a good call.
That would have been a trip, girlfriend. That would have been a real trip.
Kirsty can tell you from experience.
Don't say
that. Also got Teresa on the line in Lakelands. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
Okay, what expiry date went way beyond?
I had some dried spices that I'd cleaned out the pantry from last school holidays, and I had more than probably four of them back in 2012. They should have been tossed.
2012. That's 10 years. I guess they're dried spices.
Were they like sawdust by then? They thought they'd broken down into just nothing?
No, same. They were quite okay. They sniffed fine. They did the sniff test. They were good.
Wow.
But I didn't keep them.
Oh,
I reckon you could have tried it. It could have been like an exotic, you know, Mediterranean old school style of dish.
Exactly. Thanks for your culture. It's like you know, when Blake's on the way, and you know, when Blake's here, he's always talking about the ancient grain.
Yes.
Maybe the same thing, you know.
Ancient herbs.
Maybe the same thing.
2012.
Helen texted in from Warmborough. I make it my job to clean out my dad's stuff every 6 months now. After a couple of years ago, I found a dozen long life milks in the back of the pantry with an expiry date of 2002. It was 2020. As 18-year-old milk.
Look, we all need to say and be prepared.
Did you sniff it, Helen? Did you give it a sniff just to make sure it's expired?
Oh, look.
You ever done the milk, like the milk, like when you've got milk and you sniff it and you go, oh, I think it's okay. And so you go, you know what? I'll just give it a little taste.
Yes.
And you drink it. It's like your acid on your tongue.
What's worse is when you sniff it and then you accidentally knock it and the cream goes on your nose and then you can't get rid of the smell for the whole day. It just stinks. Yeah. Expiry dates, guys. We want to hear from you. 0429 985 985. Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.